Well, there's a very wealthy farmer over in Ireland, and he had just gotten a brand new puppy, and he wanted to get his puppy baptized. And so he went down to the local Catholic church and talked to the parish priest and says, "Father, I'd like you to baptize my brand new puppy." And of course, Father says, "No, we don't do that in the Catholic church. We don't baptize animals." And the very wealthy farmer says, "Well, what should I do then?" And the priest says, "Well, there's a brand new denomination that opened up just down the street. And heaven knows what they're up to. Maybe they'll baptize it." So the farmer began walking out the door carrying the puppy. He turned around and says, "Father, do you think that $10,000 is the appropriate donation for this?" And the priest says, "Why didn't you tell me the dog was a Catholic?" Today we celebrate baptism. We celebrate the Lord's baptism on this great feast day. We also celebrate our baptism as sons and daughters of God. This is the Sunday that we should think about our own blessing of our own baptism. You know, it's interesting that the last couple Sundays, there's always someone that is acknowledging that Jesus is the Son of God, acknowledging the divinity of Christ. On Christmas, it was the shepherds that came to acknowledge the divinity of Christ. On Epiphany, it was the wise men who acknowledged the divinity of Christ. And today, it is His Heavenly Father. His Heavenly Father speaks and says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So the last 3 weeks, the shepherds, the wise men, and now God the Father Himself, acknowledging the divinity of His Son, Jesus Christ. It is a great feast day when the Lord was baptized. Why did the Lord get baptized? He certainly did not need to do it. He had no sin. Jesus was not baptized to have any sin removed. He had no sin. He is the Son of God. But as He explained to John the Baptist, we must do this to fulfill all righteousness. It was the will of the Heavenly Father. It was a great act of humility for Jesus to submit Himself to baptism, not to become holy Himself, because He was holy, but to make the waters holy, to sanctify the waters of the Jordan River, and then to sanctify all waters that would be used for baptism when blessed by a priest or deacon. So Jesus was not sanctified. He sanctified the waters of baptism. He also manifested the Blessed Trinity, because God the Father spoke, and Jesus, the Son of God, was coming up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus in the form of a dove. So this is when the Lord was anointed as the Christ, as the Messiah. The word Christ is not Jesus' last name. It is His title. He is Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Anointed One. When the Lord went to submit Himself in baptism, He took all humanity with Him. And there in the waters of baptism, He submersed us and then rose up again. Baptism is a form of dying and resurrecting. Many of the fathers of the church have called baptism the liquid tomb in which we are baptized and die to sin and then rise up to new life in God. Now, the reason why the Lord was baptized is different than why we're baptized. We're baptized to have original sin washed away, or if we're adults, then to have all sins washed away. But when a baby is baptized, the waters of baptism are poured over them, and then at that very moment, original sin is removed, and the child receives the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within the soul. We call this sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is the very life of God, the very love of God. It is the divine life that comes within us in our baptism. Baptism made us children of God and made us sons and daughters of God, adopted sons and daughters of God. When we were baptized, we received the Blessed Trinity within our soul. We became living temples of the Blessed Trinity because we were now in the state of grace, in the state of friendship with God. We now shared the divine life. through sanctifying grace in baptism. Our baptism incorporated us into Christ. We now belong to Christ. We're no longer under the power of Satan or the power of Adam. We are now under the new Adam, Jesus Christ. Our baptism made us members of the church, members of the mystical body of Christ, which enables us to receive the other sacraments, such as the Holy Eucharist or confession or confirmation. Baptism gave us an indelible imprint upon our soul, an imprint of the image of Christ upon our soul, and infused us with supernatural virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Even as an infant, those supernatural virtues are given to us in seed form, and then they grow within us as we grow up. So what shall we do practically to celebrate our baptism each year? Well, what I always encourage parents to do is to celebrate their child's baptism every year on the anniversary of their baptismal date. See, I'm sure if I asked all the kids here today, how many of you know when your birthday is, every hand would go up, right? Every kid knows their birthday. Why? Because they get presents, okay? So why not give your child a present on their baptismal anniversary day? See, that's the day they became a child of God. So what I'd recommend is that every year on your child's baptismal anniversary, give them a religious gift. It could be a children's Bible or a book of the saints or a cross or a crucifix or a medal, a picture for their room of Jesus or the Blessed Mother. See, every year we should celebrate your child and your grandchildren's baptismal day. And it's a day that was so important. It's the day you became a Christian, a child of God, an heir to the kingdom of heaven. You became a member of the church. And so we should celebrate that. I also recommend bringing out the baptismal candle that was given to you on the day of your child's baptism and light that candle each year on the anniversary of the baptism. And then bring out the photographs and show the children the photographs of their baptism or watch the video if you have one. And then, of course, give them a religious gift. Now, one sneaky way to do it is to save one of the child's birthday presents and just give it to them on their baptismal day. The child won't know the difference, right? But give them a religious gift every year on their anniversary date. And then, of course, try to get the godparents involved, too. Don't forget about the godparents, because you chose your godparents because they were devout Catholics and went to church every Sunday and were very good role models for your children. So try to incorporate them as well. Maybe invite them for the little party each year on your baptismal anniversary of your child. And if your child was named after a saint, let's say the first or middle name is a saint's name, then develop that as well. That's why you probably gave your child the name of a saint, so that child can have a good example and role model as he or she grows up. You may want to give them a book explaining about that saint, whether it be Saint Teresa or Saint Francis or Saint Bernadette. That would be a good gift to give them on their baptismal anniversary to help them to get their know their patron saint even better. And of course, children should be baptized as soon as possible after birth. Certainly within a few weeks or within a few months for sure, but it's never too late. If the child is older, then get the child baptized right away. Sometimes people say, well, I'm going to wait for my child to make his or her own decision when he or she is 13 or 14. That's not a very smart thing to do, because just as you provide for your children in infancy by feeding them and caring for them, caring for their body by feeding and clothing them, so you want to care for their soul as well. That's why you want to have them baptized as soon as possible, so they can have original sin washed away and they can receive God within their soul through sanctifying grace. You want your child to become a child of God as soon as possible. You know, it's a blessing to be a citizen of the United States, how much more of a blessing is it to be a citizen of the family of God, the church? And that's what baptism does. It makes us citizens of heaven, citizens of the family of God, the church. So that should be done as soon as possible after birth. But again, it's never too late to get baptized. If an adult wants to get baptized, they go through RCIA, and then they get baptized, and all their sins are forgiven. I baptized men and women in the nursing home in their 80s and 90s. If they've never been baptized, they can still get baptized. And what a great blessing that is to have all their sins of their whole life washed away and forgiven. And then they become a child of God, even at that age. So that's what we celebrate today on this feast day. We think about the Lord's baptism and why he was baptized, why he submitted himself to baptism to give us an example, to make the waters holy, but then to remind us of this incredible gift of our own baptism. So I encourage you to figure out ways to celebrate your child's baptism, your grandchild's baptism, each year on the anniversary.